You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to today's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. With me, Jerry D. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I'm going to be with you from now right through until 10 o'clock this morning. What an exciting program we got. It is, by the way, Tuesday, the 6th of June. We're going to take a quick look at some of the, somebody's got a birthday today. Somebody like Nathan Hale, who was born on this day. The year was 1755. He was a soldier for the Continental Army. This was during the American Revolutionary War. Widely, by the way, considered America's first spy. He volunteered for an intelligence gathering mission, but was captured by the British, and he's best remembered for his speech before being hanged, in which he said, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Right. Here we go.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
we get some free thunder and lightning in there. Don't really need that, do we? That was a 1999 single that came from the American rock group Extreme, called Wholehearted. The song was released, it was the fourth and final single and closing track from their successful Pornograffiti album. What a lovely track. That was in 1999. We'll say, reached number four, by the way, on the US Billboard Hot 100, also charted at 12 on the UK singles chart, number two in Canada.
No, no. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We started off those two. We started with Stevie Nicks, and that was called Stand Back. And followed on there, Men at Work, of course. That's us, isn't it, boys and girls? Of course it is. Men at Work, and who can it be now? It's me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Yes, it is that time of the morning. We are exactly 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3. And what have we got for you in the show this morning? Something from Houston. Not the town, the lady, Thelma. There we go, yes. Thelma Houston, and Don't Leave Me This Way. Time to get out of the shower. There we go. Time-wise, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show. Exciting morning this morning. Last hour of this morning's programme, we've got Idania Dalman coming in with us, and also a bonus. Yes, Billy Heron is coming in as well, so that's going to be great fun. That's in the last hour of this morning's programme. So if you're in the office and you're going, then put your headphones in, you know, your earbuds, and listen to us. It's going to be great. And also, what have we got? Usual bits and pieces. We'll be looking at some of the international news at the bottom of the hour. Top of the hour at 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the local news for you. Sorry about that. we just, some people do like to hear it. And of course, the program goes international, so there's a few people overseas I know like to listen to our local news as well. Although our local news is always sort of uploaded onto the to the website, independent of the program. We separate them, so if you want to listen to the program, you don't get interrupted with the news as we go through it. Now, we've got plenty to do in this hour. We've got a couple of tickets to give away to Next to Normal, which is at the Teatro Nacional. Tell you all about that. We're going to do that between, we're going to do that after we've done the international news in that last, in the second half hour of the program. So we've got that to do. We've got, we're still looking for some topics for Dr. Computer. We've got a few in. Thank you for that. We've got a Belkin charger to give away to the topic that Alex decides to be the best. And let's see what else we got. I'm sure there's something else we're supposed to be giving away. Probably me. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Let's keep dancing, shall we? With David Bowie.
And dance the blues. Dance, dance.
listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados, it's arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. Oh, there we go. Yes, I told you there was something else we were doing. That trip to Barbados, that's absolutely wonderful. All you've got to do is remember, we're going to be doing, yesterday we did it, today we're going to be doing it. We're going to give you a little part of a phrase, and we're going to give you the other part, if you can find it, in the next couple of days. And on Friday, I'm going to ask a couple of people, ask everybody, to give me the full phrase. If you get it right, two of you, the first two, will go into that contest. All right, so remember, Barbados the true. Yes, you can be going to Barbados. There we go. Yes, the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man. Right, 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a quick break. We'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL, from 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Verli Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. Time-wise, we are 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news stories for today. A torrent of water burst through a gaping hole in a dam on the Dnipro River. This separates Russia and Ukrainian forces in southern Ukraine. On Tuesday, flooding a swathe of the war zone and forcing villagers to flee. Ukraine accused that Russia of blowing up the dam from the inside, a deliberate war crime. Russia-installed officials gave conflicting accounts, some blaming Ukrainian shelling, others saying the dam had burst on its own. The Novo-Kakhovka Dam supplies water to Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, both under Russian control. The vast reservoir behind it is one of the main geographic features of southern Ukraine, 240 kilometers, that's about 150 miles long, and up to 23 kilometers, 40 miles wide. A swathe of countryside lies in the floodplain below. Iran presented what officials described as its first domestically made hypersonic ballistic missile on Tuesday. The official IRNA news agency reported an announcement likely to heighten Western concerns about Tehran's missile capabilities. Iranian state media published pictures of the missile, named Fatah, at a ceremony attended by President Ebrahim Raisi and commanders of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps. The precision-guided Fatah hypersonic missile has a range of 1,400 kilometers and is capable of penetrating all defense shields. Mirali Hajizadeh said he is the head of the Guard's aerospace force. He was quoted as saying by Iranian state media. China and Russia conducted a joint air patrol on Tuesday over the Sea of Japan and East China Sea for a sixth time since 2019. And this is prompting neighboring South Korea to scramble their fighter jets. China's defense ministry said the patrol was part of the two militaries' annual cooperation plan. A flight carrying about 20 migrants landed in Sacramento in California on Monday as state authorities investigated the role that Florida had played in transporting them from Texas via New Mexico. This is according to California Attorney General's office and news reports. The migrants carried documents that indicated their transportation involved the state of Florida. The California Attorney General's office has said more than a dozen migrants who arrived on Friday carried similar documents, the office has reported. Prince Harry said that the press had blood on his hands as he gave evidence against a tabloid publisher whose titles he accuses of phone hacking and other unlawful activities, becoming the first senior royal in a witness box in more than a century. Harry, the fifth in line to the throne, briefly smiled as he passed the mass of waiting photographers and camera crews when he arrived at the modern Rolls building in central London, ahead of the very rare court appearance by a royal. Investors have pulled around $790 million from the crypto exchange Binance and its U.S. affiliate in the last 24 hours, data from Nansen said on Tuesday, a day after a top U.S. regulator sued both exchanges. Binance saw net outflows of $778.6 million of crypto tokens on the Ethereum blockchain, with its U.S. affiliate Binance U.S. registering net outflows of $13 million, Nansen tweeted. Apple Inc. on Monday, yes, it's all been hyped up, hasn't it? Let analysts and media, including Reuters, try its $3,499 Vision Pro headset. What is immediately clear is the device is not yet meant for a mass market, and the test drive requires a setup session with Apple staff and a quick visit with a vision specialist to ensure the headset fits and functions as intended. And the price tag? Well, that's likely to keep all but most dedicated Apple fans and businesses away. And instead, by the way, of starting with a consumer version and working up to a pro model, Apple is starting with the premium tier and hoping to bring down prices as the technology matures, said Carolina Milanesi, an analyst with Creative Strategies. The device also glitched at least once during a demonstration to Reuters, requiring Apple staff to reboot and showing that the iPhone maker still has some kinks to iron out. European stocks started Tuesday mixed as soft US economic data reinforced expectations the Federal Reserve may skip an interest rate hike when it meets next week. The pan-European stocks at 600 index was up 0.1% to 460.4 at 0830 GMT. In the previous session, the index dropped as data pointed to tepid US business activity sparked profit-taking following gains in the prior week. Germany's DAX was flat, while London's FTSE that dipped 0.3%. MSCI's broadest index of world stocks was largely flat, while Tokyo's Nikkei gained 0.9%, and China's blue-chip index dropped almost 1%. In oil markets, prices gave up most gains from the previous session after the world's top exporter, Saudi Arabia, said that it would further cut output. Brent and US crude dropped about 2% to $75.17 a barrel and $70.58 respectively. In currency markets, the dollar index, which measures the greenback against six major peers, was flat at $104 on a cent, while the euro rose 0.12% to $1.0725. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of the international news for this morning. So it's back to the music.
You.
There we go, yes. Sheena Easton there. Well, before we went to a little break for some international news, we played Walk Like a Man, and that was Sheena Easton singing Strut. Yes, strut your stuff. Right, at time on The Breakfast Show. Keep you an eye on the time. We're 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour at 8. We'll be checking in with Ingrid in the second hour, which are also chatting with Yasmin. And remember, in the last hour, we've got Idania Downman coming in, and a bonus. Yes, got Billy Heron coming in as well. So that's going to be great fun. Looking forward to that. Let's say a very good morning, Mary Lou. Very good morning to you. She was with us bright and early this morning. And also, of course, to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. And Renee says, good morning. Why does a three-day weekend feel more, why does it feel more difficult to wake up on a Tuesday morning versus a Monday morning? We enjoyed the extra day, but boy, was it hard to get moving this morning. You could ask us if we could play this one. It's the Everly Brothers. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Renee.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up.
They used to, you know, the Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie. Right, I tell you what, now I mentioned earlier on that in this sort of half hour of the program, we've got a couple of tickets to give away. Now, this is at the Teatro Nacional. Yes, a chance to go to the National Theatre. It's on Wednesday. It starts at 8 p.m. and it's called Next to Normal. It's a musical. And it involves the theme of mental health, which is very important these days. All right, now we have two tickets. All right, two tickets to give away. And that's what we're going to do. So this is for the play Next to Normal, which is going to be put on at the Teatro Nacional on Wednesday. That's mañana at 8 p.m. And so it is a musical. And the topic is mental health. Very important. So, what I want you to do is remember this number. 223-5162. 223-5162. And call Yasmin. The first person to call Yasmin and say, Happy Tuesday. Yeah, Happy Tuesday. We'll get those two tickets to see Next to Normal Wednesday, 8 p.m. Teatro Nacional. The number again, 223-5162. First person to call Yasmin and say Happy Tuesday, we'll get those two tickets. There's no end to the excitement on this show, is there?
I was searching on a one-way street. I was home.
Jerry D.
Put your loving hands out, baby, 'cause I'm begging. You got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Tried so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I'll never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling, why we chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good shit on the break. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trust me, good. I went up in the beach, just down where we should be at. Like a heart in a bad way, shit. You can't give it away, you have, and you sense the pain. But I keep walking on, keep moving the dog, keep walking for. Then the dog is yours, keep also home. 'Cause I'm the one that left in a broken home, girl, I'm begging. Yeah, 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 I'm begging, begging you. Stop with your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I'm finding hard to hold my own, just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't pull back, I'm just a call, such a
I'm begging, begging you, put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out.
Oh, that's just called Simply Begging, which I guess in a way is how they started off. The band is Maneskin, and they're an Italian rock band formed in Rome back in 2016, and performing in the streets in its early days. It rose to prominence after finishing second in the 11th session of the Italian version of X Factor in 2017. Its international breakthrough, though, occurred when the foursome won the Eurovision Song Contest 2021 for Italy with the song Zitti e Bueno, or Bueni. So there we go. And that's I like that one. It's different. Powerful little band. Now, don't forget, we've got those two tickets to give away. This is the Teatro Nacional for tomorrow, Wednesday, 8 p.m. The musical, it's called Next to Normal. So we've got two tickets for that. All you've got to do is dial the number 223-5162. 223-5162. Yasmin will pick up the phone and you say, Happy Tuesday! Yes, Happy Tuesday, and you will win those two tickets to go along. So don't let that get away, alright? Call Yasmin, 223-5162, and I say, all you have to say is Happy Tuesday. Back to the music with Chicago. Hard to say I'm sorry.
Couldn't stand to be kept away.
And there we go. Yes, that's it, Chicago. And Hard to Say I'm Sorry. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados thanks to Grada Radio.
If I don't get well,
ago, the sound of Boss Skaggs there, and that's Miss Sun. So does UN. 18 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3. Call of Eton, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let's say a very good morning to Rosita. Rosita gave us a call, and she said, good morning. Well, happy Tuesday. She would like to have gone to Theatre Nationale, but she feels bad with the flu. I'm so sorry to hear that, Rosita. You got the flu. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, just take it easy, relax, take some medication, and let's hope you get well soon, all right? Very important. And also, a very good morning to Antonio. Antonio Licaro. He's got those two tickets to go to the Teatro Nacional Next to Normal on Wednesday. Congratulations to you. He gave us a call. Oh! I said, happy Tuesday. So, Antonio, enjoy the show. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good day to everybody. Says, can you please play No One Like You from the Scorpions? We can do that. We can do almost anything on this program. As long as we're nice. 19 after 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
Too long for a man who
there we go. Yes, that one is for Mary Lou this morning. Scorpions and No One Like You. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. Let's see if we can find out what's happening in the country.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, yesterday was cacao day. Cacao. For those of you who don't know, you can grow cacao plants here, which they make chocolate out of. And the plants have a large pod. So yesterday, the cook and I, after having a friend harvest some cacao pods for us, decided to start our journey on chocolate. So we busted open those cacaos and we pulled those seeds out, and they are now fermenting on a pan. So every day for the next 7 days, we have to stir those little cacao seeds around for 7 days. Then after the seventh day, we are going to roast them. And after we roast them, then we're going to grind them, and then we have to add all kinds of good stuff to them and make in some chocolate. So this is going to be quite the experience. It's just, oh my goodness, Chelsea, you just opened up the door. Huh? She's a beast. Oh, right in the middle of my broadcast. What a good girl. Oh my goodness. I might have to do this again. So, between chocolate and Chelsea, both of them start with CH. It's very fun. Yeah, we're going to be having some cacao, chocolate cacao. Looking forward to it, I have to tell you. So, everybody's been asking me, how's the chocolate? I'm like, dude, didn't you not read the Instagram post? It said day one. Day one of 7 days of drying. Anyways, once we have the chocolate, I promise you, I'm going to make molds and I'm going to make the chocolate tasty, and I will take pictures and or bring certain sample to certain people. So don't worry about the chocolate. All right. So now right now I'm just having a cup of coffee now that Chelsea's on the outside. She has this cute little baby shark. You know the one? Baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark doo 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 doo, baby shark. Those of you who know that song, and your children sing that song, it, once it's in your head, it never goes away. So she played with her baby shark to get out the door, and now you have baby shark in your head. And cacao on your table. All right, the cook's laughing at me. I'm laughing at me. I hope y'all are laughing at me, too. Okay, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Kylie Minogue, as I like to call her, Kylie Minogue. That was just simply called chocolate. And see, Christopher's impressed. By the way, Christopher also sent us a topic this morning for Dr. Computer to address on the program. If you've got any ideas for Dr. Computer, do let us know. You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822-677-18822. We're going to send all these to Alex, and on Thursday he can announce which one he thinks is the winner for that, and give his reasons why, no doubt. And you could win a Belkin charger, a nice one it is too. And so that's coming up. So if you've got any ideas for Dr. Computer, topics to do with tech, talking tech, see these nice and they haven't finalised them yet, but these goggles that Apple brought out yesterday, I mean, really looks quite interesting. And by the way, when I went on vacation, we went to Vienna, and we went to the Schomburg Palace. They actually had a virtual reality show there, which you went in, and it went through the history of some of the history to do with the Schomburg Palace and the royal family. And it was the first time I'd ever tried them. It was really quite interesting, quite fun it was too. It was rather strange, sort of looking around you and knowing that the wife had disappeared. Because you can't see anybody else. But I tell you what, I mean, I've always, like a lot of people, I think, sort of associated them with gaming. But I tell you what, they're a wonderful tool for education. So there we are. One day, I might actually get a pair. But not at $3,500 each. Which is what Apple are coming out with their product when it's released, which I think is going to probably be next year. That's the OJs, and they used to be my girl. Christopher also, by the way, said, oh wow, is Ingrid growing sugarcane to sweeten the chocolate? I think it's probably coming out of a packet, but I wouldn't be sure. Steely Dan and Peg. After this, we'll check in and see what's happening in the world of Yaz. If you're keeping on the time, we are 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Go Steely Dan and Peg. And well, it's time to check out what's happening in the world of Yaz. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
You win. Congratulations.
I win every day. I win every day.
You win every day, yeah. Happy day every day. So that's it. And how was yesterday? I know you were just working, but working hard.
Yeah, just working, and I did some exercise at home.
Why?
Because I like it.
What? You're sick. Good for you. Do some extra for me.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure I'll feel better tomorrow. What do you got lined up for today? Anything special?
No, today is the same.
Same? Just working?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I will try to go to the movies with Ian, because, you know, he's on vacation.
Oh, right, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's he keeping himself occupied?
Practicing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good for him. Which movie you want to go and see?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that'll probably be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He won't be scared, will he?
No.
No, okay. Wonderful. Later on, in the last hour, we got two for the price of one, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, we got Idania Dowman and Billy Heron coming in to chat with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, heaven knows where the program will go. And, they've got the new single out as well, What a Wonderful World, mm-hmm. by Idania, which will play as an introduction to them when they come in.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a fun morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Tim, what we got tomorrow? We got Andreas tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and then in the afternoon, you and I are going off to the Mac Museum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna try a new little way of doing things. We're going to do some interviewing away from the studio,
mm-hmm.
and then edit them and put them in one of the programs.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Exactly.
Something new.
Mm-hmm.
As if I got nothing else. No, I shall look forward to that. Enjoy
yes.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Well, look, you enjoy the rest of your working day.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we won't chat to you later because we've got our guests coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll see you tomorrow. I won't see you all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no getting away from it, really. All right, yes. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Take care.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
smoking. Eyes are open while a brother like me just kept on smoking. Pulling a fine and a lime with my better half. Friends just laugh, but I stay on that narrow path. Knowing that you would come through for me, dear. Release another piece of your heart. Start giving it here.
And the first of those two, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and Quicksand. Following on there, that is Tara Kemp and Peace of My Heart. Right, I tell you what, looking at people who had birthdays on this day, oh, it is the 6th of June, we can go back to 1867, believe it or not. Now, I never realised it was this old, but it's David T. Abercrombie. Was born in 1867. He was an American businessman, the original founder of the modern lifestyle brand Abercrombie & Fitch. How about that then? Donald F. Duncan Sr., born on this day, the year was 1892. He was an American entrepreneur and an inventor and founder of the Duncan Toys Company. He's most commonly associated with the yo-yo. How many remember that? Yes, that was the excitement we had as kids, yo-yo. We had no iPads. Or telephones or things like that. We had the yo-yo, which was a little loop you put on your finger with a spinning thingy, and you went up and down and you did all sorts of tricks with it. Yes. Well, that was a commercial success for him, and iconic status as well that he got as well. This is what they enjoyed during the 20th century. It was largely due, though, as a result of his efforts in marketing. Quarter Flash, Heaven in My Heart. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning.
Oh,
ago with A Quarter Passion, Harden My Heart. Now I've got a request here. It is for an oldie. It comes from Peter. Good morning to you, Peter. Do you have by any chance? It comes from Peter and Gordon. It's a song called I Go to Pieces. Of course I do.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
There we go. Yes, hope you enjoyed that one. Peter and Gordon there, and I Go to Pieces. And let Mary Lou come back to about some reminiscing here. Yes, the yo-yo, marbles. Yeah, God, marbles were fun, weren't they? And the forts of Indian and soldiers. My cousins had a big fort, and I was always killing the Indians. Naughty with my marbles. The other thing you mentioned here, jacks. I remember playing jacks. I mean, we used to have to bounce the ball, and then you had to pick up. You start on. You had to eliminate them all. You could only let the ball bounce the ones, if I remember rightly. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. And those were the days. Take us up to the top of the hour. It's Hotel California from the Eagles. Thank you.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember,
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. Oh, there we go. What an absolutely amazing opportunity. The chance to enter the contest for that trip to Barbados. Yes, Barbados, the true. All right, so there we go. Enter. Make sure you keep pay attention. And remember, we're going to be giving you little bits of the phrase, and you have to put it together. We'll ask you to do that on Friday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry Lee, coming in this hour. We'll be talking with Adania Dalman, and we're going to have Billy Heron with us as well. Oh yes, the King and Queen of America, Eurythmics, written by Annie Lennox together with David Stewart, produced by Stewart together with Jimmy Levine, and that was off the album We Two Are One. Although not released as a single in the United States, the King and Queen of America received a fair amount of airplay as well on MTV. Great track. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. This is the Gloria Estefan. Keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 17 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. You said try just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am.
I think it's pretty.
there we go. Yes, that is I Am What I Am from Gloria Gaynor. And because that was one of the artists that Idania Doubtman opened for here in Panama when Gloria Gaynor came to perform. And I've just been informed Idania is not going to be joining us this morning. Billy's on his way. Billy Heron, so we'll be chatting with Billy in a minute. So that's a little bit sad, but never mind. Another song is We Will Survive, won't we? That was another one by Gloria Gaynor. time on the Breakfast Show, 27 after the hour, 9 o'clock. Good morning to Paul Dixon over in the UK. He's just dropped me a line. Astrid Gilberto, the Brazilian bossa nova singer, best known for the girl from Ipanema. She has passed away at the age of 83. How do we get to this age? Because we were always young, weren't we? One of Brazil's biggest stars of the 1960s and 70s, and she recorded 16 albums and worked with artists ranging from Quincy Jones to George Michael. Now, her version of The Girl from Ipanema sold more than 5 million copies and helped to popularize bossa nova, and Paul asked if we could squeeze that one in this morning. We certainly can now.
She walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool.
ago, Astrid Gilberto, sadly no longer with us. Of course, we started off there with the Girl of Ipanema. Followed on, that is Desafinado, and that is with her singing with another late great favourite of mine, George Michael. How versatile was he? Right, well, as I mentioned just now, sadly Adania can't make it this morning, but we do have a stand-in who's wearing a really nice frock this morning, looking very nice. Good morning, Billy Heron.
Hello, I'm here on behalf of Idania Dalman with a lower voice, you know, yeah, baritone voice.
Listen, I'm going to get you to sing her numbers.
Oh, my God, you're going to put me on the spot.
Sorry. I played just before you got here. Gloria Gaynor, because that's one of the things I remember, because I hadn't seen Idania do soul and this guy until she opened for Gloria Gaynor, and my God, she's dynamite,
she really, I think Idania is like a daughter of Chess Records people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
like, she has that thing, that Detroit sound, sure, that Southern sound, exactly. That Calypso sound. She embraces a lot of Afro-American heritage in her,
uh-huh.
and you
uh-huh.
can hear that, and you can sense that in her joy, in her soul.
She's quite something.
She's fire. Fire.
Yeah, light the fuse and stand back. So tell me, because we're going to talk about the new song, which was
Lipso Jazz, right?
Wonderful World.
Yes.
How did this all come about?
Okay. So, the story behind Wonderful World, when I started working with the Beachers, I remember one day that I heard Jayo. Jayo is a singer and bass player.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
had an acoustic guitar, and he was trying to figure out like the chords of a song and during a photo session. And I didn't ask much about it. I saw him trying to figure it out, and that stuck in my head. And later, I saw them perform with Idania, and I realized that they had this song in their repertoire. Their song in the repertoire. I saw them perform with Idania
mm-hmm.
once or twice,
mm-hmm.
and I learned that Idania was the one who encouraged them to play the song with her.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. She was the initial instigator and like
mm-hmm.
trying to get that song to in their repertoire, and whenever they got together, they would sing it. No? They would sing mm-hmm. it in different other songs. So when I joined them in 2019, we did a tour and we added that song in the set list, and I added guitars
mm-hmm.
and we started really enjoying the song and really felt warm with the song, and at some point we happened to be in New York during a short tour of the Northeast
mm-hmm.
and in New York we had a 4-hour break, and I programmed and I scheduled studio time with them in Sears Sound Studio.
Oh, okay.
In New York.
Oh, wow.
Where mm-hmm. was the studio that mm-hmm. John Lennon recorded his Double Fantasy album before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
So, and I have a great friend, Jeremy Lucas, who's an engineer there. He mm-hmm. he rents a space there, and he's constantly there. He's like a studio rat in Sears Sound. And I got this Caribbean Calypso guy from Panama into the studio with Jeremy. And there are images about it. I'm going to be actually releasing some of the footage of us in the studio.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So, we got him into the studio. We had the Beachers. I pursued Ralph Weeks. Ralph Weeks is a very well-known... He's not that very well-known, but he's an emblematic... legendary Panamanian soul singer.
And really?
Yeah. And when I say he's not, he's world known
mm-hmm.
in the kind of underground soul community.
Mm-hmm.
People like collect his records for thousands of dollars, his 45s. He in the 60s
wow,
and early
really,
70s,
yeah?
He released a beautiful song that I'm going to actually pass you so you can play it in the station. And Ralph, we met in New York. I met him once in Connecticut. I've been corresponding mm-hmm. with him. He's a really mm-hmm. great friend mm-hmm. and an amazing talent and a very wise man. A holy man. I call him holy. He's right. From India, so I call him very holy man.
Oh, okay.
All right. So Ralph joined us in Philadelphia, and then he went with us to New York, improvised. And while we were in New York, I said, hey, man, you have to put some of those background vocals that you do so well in the song.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, sure, man, sure. It was there in the studio, and he put this thing. Sort of Lionel Richie kind of vibe in the
uh-huh,
background vocals.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention to those. And so yeah, we did first. We did like the Idania got a mic. Everybody got in their booth, and we played like 3 or 4 takes of the song live.
Uh-huh,
everybody together.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
I added the guitar. I was sitting next to Jeremy in the console. I was plugged in direct. Everybody was in their booth, and Idania had a microphone. And we recorded two songs. We recorded Lipso Jazz, and we recorded What a Wonderful World. two songs that were on that set, and are the two songs who are part of this album.
Mm-hmm.
Once we recorded that part and we decided on the take right then and there, Idania sang the vocals live. Idania did the vocals with us at the same time.
Wow.
And then Ralph added the background vocals. And then in Panama, I re-recorded some of the things that we did in New York. But the basics and the energy is just the same great vibe that we got in New York. And once I am in Panama,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of stepped away from the project for a while because we need some funds and time and studio time. We have to figure out how to do that. Pandemic hit, so there wasn't a wonderful world for a while. and then after the pandemic, you know, after when we started being released and all that stuff, we began. I pulled the song back, and I had this deep connection with my friend Kasim. Kasim is a, now that we talked about Astrid Passings, Kasim is an incredibly talented music producer in Brazil. He has worked with top artists and underground artists. He won a Grammy with Caetano Veloso in the late 90s. And he's been working since very young. And Kasim loved the pictures. We saw each other in Philadelphia, uh-huh. and he confessed that he'd seen a documentary in an airplane about the pictures, and he was a fan. And I'm like, dude, I am your fan. He's like, man, I am your fan too. so during the pandemic, we called each other, and I said, man, you want to work on this with me? So I sent some of the tracks to him. We talked about what to add. I added in Panama what we needed to be added. Mm-hmm. He added in Brazil what he needed to be added, and he mixed the songs over there.
That's incredible.
And then we back and forth, you know, back and forth. And that was kind of how it all came together, you know, pre-pandemic. Pandemic, not a wonderful world. Post-pandemic, the wonderful world gets back and it starts back, and we produce the song. And we have this wonderful piece of music available to all of you to enjoy. And it's like a little dose of happiness during the incredibly difficult days that we live through, you know?
Absolutely. Well, let's start there.
Up
haven't got an audience. Best I could do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for those claps. Thank you.
I mean, it's. I mean, she's very versatile, isn't she, Dania?
She's versatile. She's talented, and I share with her this feeling of unity. Like she wants to. She's into bringing people together,
mm-hmm.
independent of ethnicity, religion, race. You know, she's all about bringing us all together, and she's always trying to. She's always taking out the best in people. She always picks up the best in people, even in challenging situations. She's always trying to pick up the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my. We said that we're cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
We're cousins.
But I mean, the thing is, it's interesting, you know, talk about unifying people with music, because when I was having this discussion with somebody the other day, there is discrimination in music, and I think, you know, music is like you were just saying, oh, you listen to so and so when you listen to rock and roll, and you listen to bossa nova. Yeah, I did. Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66, and Jobim, and I love that music. And the thing is, you don't close your ears to any music. You should listen to every type of music. Okay, at the end of the day, there's going to be music we don't like. But don't say you don't like it unless you tried it.
And yeah. I think you shouldn't dislike music because of their style.
No.
Their styles and genres shouldn't be a determination whether you like or not music. For example, some people say, I don't like reggaeton. I don't like country music. Why don't you like reggaeton? I mean, there's really good songwriters and some uh-huh. singers uh-huh. that uh-huh. sing with the... Would that be? That's uh-huh. that's just a beat.
I'm glad you brought your musical instruments with you.
This is my.
It's clever. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then country music is the same. Some people say I don't like. Why don't you like country music? There's so many beautiful songs in country music.
Absolutely.
And storytelling.
Absolutely.
So you as a listener, as a music fan, you should. I mean, there's songs that you're not gonna like, and there are artists mm-hmm. that you're not gonna like just because mm-hmm. their proposal or their sound it's not appealing to you. But don't filter styles. Styles don't determine whether music is good or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, majority of what I play on this program is 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Because I think we got to a stage where music is a little bit like fashion.
Yeah.
It's become ageless. It's, you know, a lot of the stuff that I play now, people say, oh, yeah, well, that's 90s, 70s. But if I played that now as a modern-day piece of music, it's, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, music has developed. There's some music today that I don't like, but the thing is, there's an awful lot of music from today out there which is really, really good.
Absolutely.
We delve into that as well.
And also, some of the best music that we listen today, it's interesting because it tries to sound like music from another era.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
back in the mm-hmm. earlier eras, they were trying to do futuristic music.
That's right.
Yeah, so
that's right.
So there's a weird combination there. And for example, The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
The Weeknd hits, they sound like an 80s song. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They sound
great
like
group.
80s. Yeah?
Great group. No, absolutely.
And the same thing, you know, a lot of soul groups are just trying to emulate that vintage sound from the 60s. And then, you know, and there's also futuristic sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's all art, it's all sound, and it's all trying to evoke emotions. And I think that's independent of the style of music that you listen
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... If a car goes by and it's sounding a reggaeton loud, maybe, I mean, there might be some inappropriate lyrics in it, but some Bad Bunny songs are pretty clever and pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
They present a statement of inclusion, you know, of woman rights. He brings issues that in a very peculiar way, sometimes mm-hmm. a little bit inappropriate, but he's making a statement with music, and that's what music is for.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
my advice to listeners is don't neglect music or because of style, you know?
Well, listen to everything and make your own decision. Yeah, of course, there's tracks, as you know. I mean, one of my... funnily enough, I mean, when I was a teenager, I mean, I was a big Beatles fan. I mean, I had a Beatle jacket and, you know, all this sort of thing, and used to follow the Beatles. But the thing is, as I've got older, I've moved right over to the Rolling Stones. Because, to me, the Beatles is great. I mean, it's a... But to me, when I listen to the Rolling Stones, it's that much more mature. It's a more mature type of music. And then I'm really sort of into the Rolling Stones.
So have you heard the going back to the Beach Earth, which is the reason why I'm here. Have you heard the Beach Earth Africa Caliente, their classic
song?
Yeah,
I have, yeah.
Don't you feel a resemblance in the beginning to Sympathy for the Devil?
I haven't really thought about it.
Think about it.
Oh, okay.
I think Mick Jagger might have been around Panama at that time, you know, checking out islands or something. Because I can testify, I think Africa Caliente was released before Sympathy for the Devil.
See.
So it's a curious fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to thank my friend Sylvia for bringing that up once to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, those songs are have some kind of similarity to it. And then one of the things that drew me to the Beachers, which is the band I produce and which I'm a fan of, was their ability to combine, you know, styles. They were a calypso band, they were a soul band, they were a salsa band, they were a boleros band, they had some bossa nova in them. They had this vocal harmonies that were kind of Beach Boys-like. They were called the Beach Boys at the beginning, but because of copyright or whatever, they changed it to the Beachers. And the Beachers is very close to the Beatles. I find in them a lot of things that trigger a lot of emotion in me, you know.
Oh yeah.
Now it gets Caribbean.
I can hear it in there. Yeah.
Especially in the beginning. Now it goes everywhere at the beginning.
I love their organ music, even in Wonderful World. It's that sort of retro Hammond organ.
Same organ. Same player.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. So what's coming up, Billy? What are you going to be doing next? And what have you got planned for the Beaches? When are they performing? Are they sort of doing anything?
I know they have a bunch of private shows coming up, like in private parties. We don't have a main show called... I think June 27th, there's a show on Teatro Balboa. Mr. Gallimore has to give me a little bit more details about it, but be attentive to that. There's a show in Teatro Balboa with the Beaches... are going to be opening. It's some international show. I was called by Mr. Gallimore last night about it, so I don't have much details about it. We're thinking, planning a new recording. We want to record a few instrumental songs and old, you know, jazz standards that we want to make in calypso style. So I'm thinking about that too. And in terms of the studio, the things that I'm working on as a producer, I'm working on music with Afrodisiaco.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited about that stuff. Miroslava and Tatiana, we have this concept called the Palenque Afrodisiaco, which we recreate this sort of like cimarron rebel Palenque home, which is a African American celebration in the Caribbean, and we play traditional songs in our kind of rock folkloric style, which is pretty interesting. I just finished a record of music from Nicaragua, instrumental music from Nicaragua, very beautiful, a Nicaraguan pianist that's based in Norway. We went to Madrid last year and we recorded, and through the past year we've been doing recordings in San Francisco, California, in Costa Rica, in Nicaragua, Panama, and we did the strings in Barcelona and in Buenos Aires. So that's a nice project. I'm going to be coming, we're probably going to be releasing between August and September, so I'll probably stop by here to tell you about
it. Yeah, anytime.
And next month I'm going to be working on a few flamenco shows. I'm going to be producing a few flamenco shows in July.
Oh, wow.
So after this I have a meeting about putting that together, and we'll hear more about it. So again, you know, I migrate between styles.
Okay.
So...
And so we've been getting, funnily enough, strangely, the last sort of couple of weeks, we've had a few artists get in touch with us, a few bands. I mean, tomorrow we've got Los Animales, I think it is. Los Alemanes is right now. Yeah?
Los Animales?
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
She tells me when
I'm
going to
bring a lion and an alligator.
And we've got another lady got in touch with me yesterday. That's sort of more classical. And another band got in touch with me yesterday, so I'm going to have a listen to some of their music a little bit later on, and probably get them in here as well.
Very beautiful. And,
You know, I was thinking because you know, with the people that we know in the world of music, and you know, like yourself, perhaps we should look at sort of putting on a show with all these great artists we have here in Panama for a charity.
It'd be nice.
And put on a charity event.
Yeah,
and,
there are a lot of causes to work for. I mean, there's, again, I've been reading a lot about this, and I've been facing friends and issues in terms of like, no, there's like mental health to talk about.
Mm.
The environment is a mess right now, so we have to, you know, raise awareness about that kind of thing.
Mental health is a big thing now, thanks to COVID, believe it or not. Because, you know, I mean, I've suffered from mental issues. Some people are probably not surprised at all. But even since my 20s, depression, anxiety. And but you can't see these.
No.
And you fake them and you hide them. Of course
them,
you do. You deal with them. I mean, one of the advantages, if you know that you've got an issue, you can deal with it. But yeah, very important topic. But look,
let's talk about that fundraiser.
Let's do it because we've got some great artists. You know, we got Rodrigo. I was chatting the other day to, gosh, my mind's gone blank. Remind me, Yasmin, the cruise ships, David.
Luis David.
Yeah.
My friend Luis David.
He came in here the other day, and great to see him. So we got so many great artists, and if we all got together and just did a big event for charity.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Let's talk about it, because I'm really excited about it.
I got to go, otherwise I get into trouble.
Okay.
Give Idania our best wishes.
Idania, we love you, we miss you.
Of course we do.
They didn't and want me here, they wanted you.
And I tell you what, Idania, you're not getting away with it. You've got to come back, we're going to keep on your back.
Thanks for the music, Idania. We're listening to you here.
Absolutely. Hey, Billy, as always, thanks to you.
Thanks, Harry.
And that's it. This brought us to the end of this morning's show. A big thanks to Billy. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter there in El Valle, who's going to start making chocolate. It's going to be interesting. To my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, Yasmin, my social media doer. And everything else do I really. And also to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom and looking after Mum. Big thanks to you, Neil, as always. Boys and girls, agree for Grado, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 in the morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, do it carefully, all right? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you tomorrow. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.
used to be. Soon my eyes will close, soon I'll find repose, and in dreams you're always near to me. I'll see you in my dream.
In the night there are sights to be seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. But the only sight I want of you is that
at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. There's no other girl I could wait for, but this one I'd break any date for. I won't have to ask what she's late for. She wouldn't leave me flat, she's not a girl like that. Oh, she's absolutely beautiful and marvelous and wonderful, and anyone can understand why I'm leaving.